Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Black Show, International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm your host, John Thomas. I'd like to welcome you all out this evening. The show tonight is going to be about what are you thankful for? Following the heels of Thanksgiving holiday, you know, we thought we would look to see what we're present to, you know, what's going on in our lives, and what are people thankful for. So if you would, if you would call in, the number is 646-716-9827, and let me know what you're thankful for. The caller at 347-325, are you there?
Yes, brother. My name is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine today. I'm fine. Well, I'm thankful that God gave me my life. I'm thankful that also he gave me to help others in our community. Also, I'm thankful that, you know, that I'm here trying to impact International Black Summit.
Okay. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, I'm not on the call every week, but I think the last time I was here as a host, I do the fifth Sundays of the year.
Right.
You were on. So, welcome.
Thank you so much, brother. You keep up the good work.
Well, I am, and we are. And I didn't say this in the beginning, but if anybody's interested in more information about the International Black Summit, they can go to www.blacksummit.org. And we have a new website there. Actually, it's more like a social network so that you can join, you can upload your picture, you can get to know people, you can talk with people throughout the year. And we have our next annual event coming up in Baltimore, and you can find in August, and you can find out more information at that website. Someone called in with 111. I know that's not a number. Caller, are you there? Hello? Not sure who that is. So, Jay, how have you been?
I've been okay. I've been all right.
You've been okay. You've been all right.
Yeah, I've been. I'm blessed.
Okay.
I'm definitely blessed. You know, this year so far, you know, been pretty good to me. You know, I've been working on myself, trying to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And plus trying to impact others.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on the go. I've set my mind on certain aspect of things, and I'm improving. And it feels good when you let yourself be in the change, and when your people actually see what you're trying to do, and they say, "Oh yeah, that's just an improvement," it makes you feel good because, you know, before you impact others, you got to change within yourself, and you got to let God, you know, be into your life.
Exactly.
And you got to trust in Him that He's going to bring you through no matter what. So I'm blessed. And plus one, and I emphasize it again, and I'm so happy that when I started calling International Black Summit, you know, my life was changing already, but it was like an extra boost that I know that I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have a small part in our community that we can make it happen. And it feels so good that when people say, "Oh yeah, well, you know, we got to talk about the National Black Summit," you need to call these brothers and sisters because they talk about things that we need to hear. They that's they they right there. You know, they go to certain conventions and stuff like that. Cause I'm working on it too, and it makes me feel good that I'm part of the family.
Right. Have you joined the network yet?
No, I ain't joined the network. That's the one thing I'm working on too.
Did you know about it?
I heard about the network, but you know, work and school, you know, I can't, you know, I wasn't really, really can get into what, like, if everything works out right in January, I would definitely be jumping on that.
All right, well, it doesn't cost you anything to join. It's actually free. It's online.
Yeah.
But it's a way for you to connect with the people that you've been listening to and connect with the other people who want to connect with you. You know what I'm saying? All you need is access to a computer.
Yeah.
Then we can see your smiling face.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a hot second. There's someone else that just joined us. Let's bring them into the conversation, then I'll come back to you, okay?
No problem.
Okay, caller at 312-5.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Black Show, International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm your host, John Thomas. I'd like to welcome you all out this evening. The show tonight is going to be about what are you thankful for? Falling the heels.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Black Show, International Black Summit Talk Show. I'm your host, John Thomas. I'd like to welcome you all out this evening. The show tonight is going to be about what are you thankful for? Following the heels of Thanksgiving holiday, you know, we thought we would look to see what we're present to, you know, what's going on in our lives, and what are people thankful for. So if you would, if you would call in, the number is 646-716-9827. And let me know what you're thankful for. The caller at 347-325, are you there?
Yes, brother. My name is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine today. Well, I'm thankful that God gave me my life. I'm thankful that also, he gave me to help others in our community. Also, I'm thankful that, you know, that I'm here trying to impact International Black Summit.
Okay. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, I'm not on the call every week, but I think the last time I was here as a host, I do the fifth Sundays of the year.
Right.
You were on, so welcome.
Thank you so much, brother. You keep up the good work.
Well, I am, and we are. And I didn't say this in the beginning, but if anybody's interested in more information about the International Black Summit, they can go to www.blacksummit.org, and we have a new website there. Actually, it's more like a social network so that you can join, you can upload your picture, you can get to know people, you can talk with people throughout the year. And we have our next annual event coming up in Baltimore, and you can find in August, and you can find out more information at that website. Someone called in with 111. I know that's not a number. Caller, are you there? Hello? Not sure who that is. So, Jay, how have you been?
I've been okay. I've been all right.
You've been okay. You've been all right.
Yeah, I've been. I'm blessed.
Okay.
I'm definitely blessed. You know, this year so far, been pretty good to me. You know, I've been working on myself, trying to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And plus trying to impact others.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on the go. I've set my mind on certain aspect of things, and I'm improving. And it feels good when you let yourself be in the change, and when your people actually see what you're trying to do, and they say, "Oh yeah, that's just an improvement," it makes you feel good because, before you impact others, you gotta change within yourself, and you gotta let God, be into your life.
Exactly.
And you got to trust in him that he's going to bring you through no matter what. So I'm blessed. And plus one, and I emphasize it again, and I'm so happy that when I started calling International Black Summit, my life was changing already, but it was like an extra boost that I know that I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have a small part in our community that we can make it happen, and it feels so good that when people say, "Oh yeah, we got to talk about National Black Summit," you need to call these brothers and sisters because they talk about things that we need to hear. They right there, they go to certain conventions and stuff like that. Cause I'm working on it too, and it makes me feel good that. Yeah, I'm part of the family.
Right. Have you joined the network yet?
No, I ain't joined the network. That's the one thing I'm working on too.
Did you know about it?
I heard about the network, but work and school, I wasn't really, really couldn't get into what, like, if everything works out right in January, I would definitely be jumping on that.
All right, well, it doesn't cost you anything to join. It's actually free. It's online.
Yeah.
But it's a way for you to connect with the people that you've been listening to and connect with the other people who want to connect with you. You know what I'm saying? All you need is access to a computer.
Yeah.
Then we can see your smiling face.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a hot second. There's someone else that just joined us. Let's bring them into the conversation, then I'll come back to you, okay?
No problem.
Okay, caller at 312-593. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I just had you on mute.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing just wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
Henrietta.
Hey, Henrietta.
How are you, John?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad someone from the team is called in because I know you guys have a format and I'm probably not following it.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right, let me just check back in with Jerry and then I'll come back to you this
time. Right, no, I'm fine. I'm just listening.
All right, because it's only the three of us on the call.
Okay, whatever you need.
Okay. All right, darling. So,
all right.
Did you have anything else you want to say?
No, just happy holiday to everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. I celebrated Thanksgiving.
All right. And was there anything in particular about that you want to acknowledge or said another way, anything throughout the year that you want to be acknowledged that you're thankful for?
Oh, God, I'm thankful so much. Just so much. But this is the first year I've been away from my family, my biological family, and it was interesting because I'm thankful for all of my, I can't think of the word that we use, but the other families, that we extended, that's the word, all of my extended families, And I had a really nice, peaceful Thanksgiving at home, really. And I didn't do much of anything, and usually I make about 5 or 6 stops on Thanksgiving. But this year there was a lot of stuff going on with other people, and I had to, or I chose to tend, you know, to be support for them. And mm-hmm. then that was really good. It was really good. It was different. But I got, you know, I got a lot of something from it. I'm not really sure I can articulate it yet, but it was really, really good. It's been a great year, just with wonderful people. And, you know, I hear Jerry on the line. And just, you know, we just had some really great, interesting experiences this year. The summit talk show team, and you know, just as individuals we have. So I'm thankful for so just about everything. Just name it. I'm thankful for it.
Okay, wonderful. All right, well, as you know, I'm gonna keep cutting at it differently. You know, this to be the first round.
Okay.
And let me just check in with Jerry, and then I'll share. Jerry, was
okay.
there anything else you wanted to – and thank you, Henrietta, for sharing.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Jerry, was there – I know I stopped you right there in the midst of your sharing about –
No, that's all right. No, you got to keep the sisters happy, you know.
Okay.
You know, I'm happy that especially the International Black Summit host team, y'all keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a marvelous job because y'all took your time out of your busy schedule to impact our lives. And y'all need to be big up, all jokes aside. Y'all really are, because in the media, we're not going to get encouragement of our people. Y'all come, no matter if you're sick, no matter what you do, you're always trying to make a way to impact our lives. To listen, all right, you falling off is okay. You could do it. So every morning I get up, I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, you know what? My extended family, the Blacksmith, said I could do it. And I get up every day. I said, let me meditate. I learned a lot from last time. I learned to meditate. I learned to take my time. I learned that there's certain things that I can't do at the time. It's okay, long as I stay the course. I learned a whole lot. So basically what little I learned, I am passing to others. And it's so enriching that wow, you know, I'm doing this, and it feels great, and I just wish people just understand how I feel. I can't even explain. It's a great feeling. It really is.
All right, wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, really, thank you for sharing that. It's been that impactful for you. I've been participating with the International Black Summit. I went to my first summit in 1994 in New Orleans, and I participated in another one after that. And then I got involved with some other things, but somewhere around 2000, I completed my work that I was doing with another company, Landmark Education, where I had been a program leader for them for going on about, at the time, it was about 7 years. And so, you know, about my 10-year mark, I completed my participation there and started really participating a lot more in the International Black Summit. And when I say the International Black Summit, that doesn't necessarily mean the event, the annual event, because Henrietta will probably attest that we get just as much work done on the phone calls and the team calls, and transformation happens on those calls, you know, that happens at the weekend, and sometimes it doesn't happen at the weekend. So it's happening all year long, and I just want to acknowledge you, Jerry, for sharing that you get up in the morning and you get present to some of the things you've heard, and that carries the day, and it does it for me too. And Henrietta even said the same thing for her extended family. So
yeah.
I like to take a moment to just share part of what I'm thankful for. And one of the things that I'm thankful for, and saying thankful is more like being grateful for. I my parents had Thanksgiving over their house this year in the great town of Spring Lake, North Carolina, which is a small town of about 12,000 people outside of Fort Bragg, which is now going to be the largest military base in the country, and near Fayetteville. You know, some of those places might ring a bell. And my mother got remarried, you know, back in 1981. So, you know, her husband, my stepfather, his family is the one that came. And he's got two other brothers and a sister. And his brother's kids were like 6, 5, 6, 7 years old when I met them. And I was somewhere around 18 or 19. And so I actually got to watch them grow up. And I got to watch them grow up, you know, through these regular family gatherings, even though they might be 3, 4, 5, 6 months apart. And then there was this big gap. So now they're like 32, 33, and 34. And one of them has two children, and the other has a little girl. And you know, like, and the process begins all over again. And it was, like, really good. When they told me that they were going to be having the Thanksgiving at the house, all I could think about was seeing Keisha, Andre, Angie, and Kim.
Okay.
You know, their parents, fine, no problem. Their brothers and sisters, my uncles and aunts, all I wanted to do was see them.
Right.
Grown up. And it was just a treat. And my daughter came down from North Carolina Central, which is in Durham, and she was there, and she's 21. And it was just, I'm so grateful to see the cycle. You know, I just see the cycles. I remember when I was 32, 33, 34, what I was doing. And I kind of, like, just look back on, okay, they might be in that space of their life right now. And you know, they'll be moving into a different space. I mean, and it was just amazing because I'm looking at these same people, same bodies, same individuals who all four of them used to pile up on me. You know, because at the time, I was the youngest adult on the scene, so I was pretty much the big kid, and they were the little kids. So, of course, the parents gave me the children. And just to just see them at this stage was really, really very powerful. And I am so thankful and grateful to be alive and to be able to witness that. And it's now got me looking at, okay, so now what about the next 20 years? You know, what is my relationship going to be like with them for the next 20 years? And so that's where I want to start my sharing. I got some other things I'd like to share, but I'm going to start there. I don't want to monopolize the time. Just want to check in, find out where you guys are, any questions, comments.
John?
Yes, ma'am.
So, you got it right in my face, as usual. And a friend of mine that I've known since I was 5 years old, passed away. She made her transition about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And I know, and I had the opportunity to be with her every day, I would say, for probably the last 5 or 6 weeks that she was here.
Okay.
And her daughter is my goddaughter, and, you know, over the years, because I've lived in a lot of different places and traveled a lot, I didn't see her a lot, and I'd see her, and she would be 4 or 5 years older. Kind of like the experience you have with your relatives, you know. And so when her mom made the decision to go on and, you know, make her, you know, when she knew she was going to make her transition and all of that, you know, we talked about it, and then we talked about how she was going to share that with her daughter. And it's amazing how the universe does things, because every time I see her, I would always say, oh, my God, I missed this year. I didn't see her during that time, or didn't see her that time. I got to be godmother at the best time.
Wow.
And it was an experience that I will never, ever forget. I will cherish it for the rest of every life, okay? Every life, because...
Every life.
Everyone, you know, and it's like you said, when I look at her now we're in communication every day, I was thinking just what you were thinking. What are the next several years going to be? Like, I actually went to her house for Thanksgiving. I didn't even know she could cook.
Mm.
And, I mean, she said she's been cooking, and, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what, just the thing. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity to really step into godmother. You know, what we always, our godmother was, you know, when we were growing up, your godmother was the person who stepped up in the instance if you weren't here any longer.
Right, right.
And, I mean, it was so, so real in the moments, you know, that I was, you know, that we had that experience. And we worked together, you know, we worked together every day on the service. And then I had the pleasure and the privilege of doing the service, and I am so thankful that I had the opportunity to do it, and I just would like to acknowledge my goddaughter for being such a great woman, you know, just a great woman to be able to, just handle all of the things that she had to handle. And it was just a wonderful experience to be able to look at her and see what a great person she really is.
Wow. What I'm present to in your sharing, Henrietta, is that the cycle continues.
Yeah.
You know, it continues. It continues. You know, like you said, you didn't even know she could cook.
I didn't.
You know, and it's like, well, now, didn't you learn?
Okay.
You know, and I am like looking at my, I want to call her my niece, but then she's not my niece, she's my cousin.
Right.
And I'm like, she's got two children.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, weren't you a daddy?
Okay.
Didn't you think she would be a mother? Didn't you think that would continue? So, yeah, really present to that. There's someone on the line, 347-776. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Is that you, Glenn?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing just wonderful.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope we had a great day.
Same to you. Have you been tracking along? I saw you was out there for a little while.
Yeah, I've been listening to the conversation of Henrietta and not knowing, kind of like discovering who her cousin niece is.
That's me. It's her goddaughter. I got the cousin niece.
You got the cousin niece thing going on. Right. Well, you know, it's you know, in the mode of being thankful for the many blessings, you know, I'm just thankful that my mother's still on the planet, you know, and still, you know, still heading up the family and still able to do some things and you know, that God has given me another day of life to challenge myself and to deliver my gift to the world. So I mean, you know, that it's, you know, I've got a lot to be thankful for.
Wonderful. Is there any, you know, like I was telling Henrietta, you know, we started out with just the kind of like the immediate shares, like, you know, the being thankful for our family, being thankful for our extended family in the summit, being thankful for the friendships. And then, you know, I said to her, well, of course, you know, this is just round one. And we will be coming back at a different cut. And so where you are now, where you came into the conversation, is at the different cut level. We're going just a little more deeper.
Okay.
So is there anything, you know, that's really present for you to share about what you mean?
Well, I got to tell you, I just had dinner with my college roommate. There's actually three of us that went to college together, but he has just come through. 6 months ago, he had an accident and he couldn't move any of his limbs.
Wow.
Okay, he couldn't even feed himself. He couldn't move his hands. He couldn't move his feet. He couldn't move. I mean, he was basically like a little baby. He had to be fed. And to see him walk and spend the day with him, to know that there is a God, that what's and he's worked hard to get to the point where he's walking with a cane now, on his own, able to feed himself again, you know, just to be in conversation with him to you know, and he's not 100%, but yet just the fact that he is able to do some of the things again is just a miracle that life is. So I am thankful for the relationship and friendship and the love that we have for each other.
Wow. I'm just blown away.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just blown away.
Me too.
You know, it's like, and what I appreciate about your sharing here, Glenn, and everyone sharing for that matter, there's the thing that we say initially. Like when people ask you, how are you doing? And, you know, the typical response is fine, or okay, or I'm doing wonderful, or something really short. And then if they ask you a little more, then you find this really touching or this really inspiring experience.
Yeah.
You know, and what I got present to when I was asking you for a deeper cut, you know, it's like you just walked away from that. That this, oh man, that was just so wonderful. I mean, like in the Lambert days, I'm touched, moved, and inspired.
Thank you.
You know, both for your friend and what it had to take for him to move through what he had to move through to be where he is today.
Yeah.
And for you to have been with your college roommate, a college friend, and I know you didn't just graduate college, you know, last 4 years ago.
Exactly.
So this has been a minute, right? And for whatever it is you had to endure as you're moving through that space, you know, he had his suffering and you had your own suffering.
Uh-huh.
And whatever the accomplishment is for him and the acknowledgement it is for you to share it and being willing to share it, I thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Wow. I got one more caller to bring in. 646-662, are you there?
Yes, I am.
May I ask who's speaking?
This is Onajay Maweed.
Hey, Onajay.
Hey, John.
How you doing, my brother?
Good. Hello. Hello, Henrietta.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I had a little problem getting into the original conversation, but the part I caught was you, Henrietta, talking about your goddaughter and the whole connectedness to family. And then, John, I think you were talking about a niece that you connected to.
Actually, my cousin. I feel like she's a niece. Glenn is now calling her my cousin niece.
Cousin niece. Well, I had a similar kind of experience this weekend in that my sister, my dearly departed sister, for about 2 years now, actually 3 years, her middle son is incarcerated. And we had, you know, there was discussions about going over to that son's wife's home for Thanksgiving. It didn't happen, but I was really feeling sad about him not being there as a father and a husband, but also my inability or recorded history of not being available myself in terms of not being there, you know, when he wasn't incarcerated. So it was really like a double kind of missing that I was going through. And thinking about it this weekend, I just happened to go past this nursery, and the nursery was selling books as a fundraiser, but they had this bike. And I saw the bike. I said, well, is that for sale? He said, yeah. And the bike was like this incredibly, like, just discounted, right? So I was able to, so out of my concern, the bike appeared, and the bike became the way of, like, being connected with the oldest son. They have 3 children. So the bike was a way of me, like saying, I love you, I care about you. Not that material things, you know, they don't replace time and energy, but they do say something. So in my physical absence, the bike was a reminder, you know, to the family and to the oldest boy that I loved him. And, you know, I've never given him a gift of that magnitude before. So talking about family and being connected, you know, here it is, this longing that I had that I was able to fulfill. And I was like, I was wondering, like, did I source the bike? You know what I mean? I was looking for a way to make it happen. And I could have come there and just gave him a hug and say, I love you, I missed you, and that could have been it. But But it was almost as if, because of the compassion, the bike became an instrument through which the love was, like, expressed. So, you know, to hear everybody talk about family and people that they're close to just kind of run a chord with me, and I just wanted to share that.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I'm a big Matrix fan. Did you guys watch The Matrix?
As often as we can.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, in the last Matrix, in the beginning of The Matrix, Neo is trapped between the machine world and the Matrix and his real world, Zion. And he sees this couple, and they're about to get on the train, and their intention is to send their daughter back into the Matrix, and they worked out a deal with the Merovingi to do that. Well, the point is, he's having this conversation with Neo, and he says, "I love my daughter." And Neo said, he said, "Why are you surprised?" And Neo says, "I never heard programs speak of love. It's a human emotion." He said, "No, it's the word. What matters is the connection that you have with that word." And what you reminded me of was that in your sourcing it, however it happened, really doesn't matter. What matters is the connection that you have with it. You know, whether it was physical love, or it could have been a hug, or a hug in a bike, or something else. What is really important here, or at least what I see, is the connection that you have with the experience.
Oh.
And the connection that you have with the experience that he had.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean, that's right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that says it all. That is a great example.
That's an excellent example. Sure.
There's a lot of deep stuff in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, as you know, as we, you know, have vision, as we source our vision for the Black community in the world, you know, what I've heard from tonight is it's all about relationships. You know, how do we maintain, you know, relationships to people that we care for?
Yeah. And what are you grateful for in that? I mean, for me, this whole space of being thankful, I'm glad that there's a period in the year where we put a lot of extra emphasis on it.
Mm-hmm.
But this opportunity is available every day. And that experience, that feeling that one gets, the feeling that I get when I just get present to being alive, you know, standing on my porch, because that's where I am right now, standing on my porch, looking out into the yard, thankful that I can have this kind of conversation. You know, and there's a lot of things for me to be thankful for, and I'll keep sharing that through the evening, but I'm looking at, like, the very basics, the very essence of when I get up in the morning, you know. And I remember being in church, in a Christian church, and I never did understand what they meant when they said, I like to, you know, thank God for waking me up this morning. And, you know, my wife's parents are older, and that's the first thing her father always says. And I'm thinking, okay, well, he just learned that when he was a little boy. And so he just keep repeating it, just like I learned the Lord's Prayer, and I just keep repeating it, and just like I learned the grace, and I just keep repeating it, not always present to it. But, you know, for some odd reason, tonight I'm present to it. you know, like as a start, like as the beginning of the day, thank you for waking me up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thankful for being up. He says, you touched me with the finger of love, and my eyes came open.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow. All right. So what's an acknowledgement of something that happened this year that you are pretty proud of, that you want to acknowledge or be thankful for? That's open to anyone, everyone.
Well, I'd like to acknowledge that Creator has allowed me to witness something really and participate to some extent in something really extraordinary. That is, my wife finished her PhD at Temple University, mm-hmm. and then she was able to go to Australia and New Zealand, then Australia. So just to see her go through all of that was really a blessing to be able to be party to that. Because, you know, when somebody else is driving and you're in the passenger seat, you know, it's really a wonderful place to be. And to see their ups and downs and their trials and tribulations and see the celebration of it all was really spectacular. I'm grateful.
Congratulations to her and to you.
Totally. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And Onaje, would you add a little? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing, in terms of being present, at least for me, context is everything. And so while she has completed her dissertation and has, not her dissertation, but her doctorate,
mm-hmm.
dissertation and doctorate,
mm-hmm.
Can you paint a little bit of the picture of what that accomplishment was? Like, what was the experience over the year and maybe a little bit about last year? You don't have to tell a long story, but mm-hmm. kind of paint the context of what this celebration is and how the experience for you.
The only way I could give people any idea of it is people probably remember seeing, you know, the history of mankind. You know, there's certain moments that are really, like, stand out, like when man first was able to achieve, I think, traveling at the speed of sound or the sound barrier, breaking the sound barrier. I mean, you go pretty fast. It was 1,100 feet per second or something like that. So, I mean, she had to, like, break an academic barrier of, like, you know, going through, like, five disciplines, you know, education, psychology, sociology, human relations, and probably what I'm forgetting right now. You know, it's, but all of it having to do with, you know, being connected to emotions and caring and being able to, like, master all these disciplines. All
Oops. Anaje.
Yes.
What was the title of her dissertation? Did you remember?
The pedagogy of care, fear, and the pedagogy of care. white teachers in urban centers.
And how long was he working?
I think around 7 years. In terms of, you know, going to school and passing the courses and then doing the comprehensive, putting the proposal for the dissertation, and then actually working through it. And after the proposal was accepted, we kind of both knew that it wasn't going to be an academic pursuit. It really was a spiritual one. And that the very subject that she was looking at studying would be a transformation of herself. And it was. It was, nothing was like no stones left unturned. Everything had to be like just examined and re-examined. Her life, you know, as a woman, as a warrior, as a thinker, as a caretaker, as a black woman. You know, she looked at all those things and put it in context. So, and what made it like, so many points of it that was really interesting. One is that one person on the committee, Margaret Spencer, is like one of the most recognized black psychologists, child psychologists, like on the planet. At the time, she was teaching at the University of Penn, and it's uncommon to get someone of, let's say, that stature to like come and work with another university, because my wife at the time was going to Temple. And Margaret agreed to be on her committee, and that became a very important fact that Margaret was, you know, going around the country saying, well, yeah, look out for the work of Dr., you know, Fatima Hafiz, because she's definitely bringing in a whole new perspective. So she looked at Margaret's work on what is called the P-Vest model, which is, you know, a way of looking at episodes in one's life, and she kind of looked at it from a cognitive level. My wife kind of like went a step deeper and looked at it on the emotional level, looking at care and feelings, and, you know, what is care and how do you express it, you know, looking at Leffel's work in terms of three levels of altruism, actually four levels, altruism, reparations, and honey, what is four levels?
Come
inside, girl. She's shaking her head.
Hey, what's the four levels?
Okay, attachment, altruism, reciprocity, and reparations. And, you know, and so we care, according to Leffert's theory, you know, through those four different ways, and she was able to bring all of that into the work and to show, like, you know, it's really about caring. You know, how do we care about ourselves and care about other people? And I think it's so intricate to the International Black Summit in terms of our vision for the black community in the world, because we have been the feelings of the world, you know, around caring. So how do we magnify that for ourselves and our community so our relationships can become enhanced and optimized? And as we do that, show the world how to do that. So I think her work is going to show up in many, many places.
Thank you. I do want to hear from some others. And before you share, I want to just ask you what the difference was for you and the way the first time he shared, Anaje shared about what he wanted to acknowledge and what he was thankful for, grateful for, and then the second time after you added the context.